Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach. There are two concepts that have to be explained. The psul of Machsheves Shaloi Lishmo in general, and the psul of Machsheves Lishmoi Vishaloi Lishmoi in one avoida in particular. With regard to Machsheves Shaloi Lishmoi in general, there are two possible ways of defining the core of the psul. The first way of defining this, the way that would appear from Rashi in Zvachim Da Beis Amid Beis, Dibra Maschel Bestomon, and perhaps in Rashi, there in Zvachim Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibra Maschel De Lav Mino, is that the psul is because of the lack of lishma, chsorion lishma. Although, if the avoida would have been done without any machshava, the korban would be kosher, as it is stated in Zvachim da Beis Amid Beis, and by us on Amid Beis, Zvachim bistam lishma noimdim, bistam lishma koi. However, when the avoida was done with a machsheve shaloi lishma, the korban becomes posel because it's missing lishma in its akrova. There's a different way of defining the core of the psul of machsheve shaloi lishma, the way the Briskirov Zechroina Levracha explains the Rambam in his Sefer Chedushei Moran Riz HaLevi in Hilchis Maisa Korbonis on Omid Lamed Hei, that in reality, although the avoida was done with a machsheve shaloi lishma, there is no lack of lishma, since a korban is intrinsically brought for what it was hukdish for. An oila that was hukdish for oila is intrinsically brought for oila. This that the korban becomes pasul is because the machshava of shaloi lishma is in itself a dover apoisel. This is an exclusive halacha by korbanos. In short, the psula machshava shaloi lishma is either because of the lack or the absence of lishma, we call it the chesaron lishma, or because the machshava is in itself a dover hapoisel, similar to machsheves pigul, which is commonly categorized as machshava hapoiseles or psul machshava. This is the first concept that needs explanation. The other concept that needs explanation is the concept of the psul of machsheves lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi ba'avoida achas, meaning in the same exact chelik of the avoida, by shchita, in the soif shchita, like Tosis explains here in Dibra Maschil Di. One possibility is that there is no lack of lishma, since he thought, let's say for instance by shchita, he thought that the entire shchita should be done lishma. This that the korban becomes pasul is only because machsheve shaloi lishma is in itself a dover apoisel, as we had previously mentioned. In other words, even if we were to assume by machsheve shaloi lishma, the psul is because of the lack of lishma, the chesaron lishma, in the instance where the oivet thought lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi in the same chelik avoid in avoid achas, perhaps there is no lack of lishma, but nevertheless, the korban is pasul only because the machsheve shaloi lishma is in itself a dover hapoisel. There's a second possibility, perhaps in this instance of machsheves lishma v'shaloi lishma v'avoida achas, there is a lack of lishma, because although the Oivit thought that the entire shechita should be done lishma, he also thought in this same machshava that it should be done shaloi lishma, l'shem korban acher. This that it was not done exclusively lishma is in itself considered a lack of lishma, chesaron lishma. In short, machsheves lishma v'shaloi lishma b'avoida achas is either lacking lishma or not lacking lishma, And if it's not lacking lishma, the psul must be because the machsheva shaloi lishma is in itself a dover hapoisul. Let's proceed. Toisvis in Menachis, daf membeis omit beis, diber hamaschul matam. I would say is the source with the Hei Yedia that we have, this source that we have, that when one thinks machsheves lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy in the same thing, there is a lack of lishma. Because Tosfos says with regard to chutei tzitzis, which have to be dyed, we today don't have tcheles, but when there was tcheles, they would dye the tzitzis, that's the requirement. The tchutei tzitzis have to be dyed with the dam chilozin, l'shem tzitzis. If they were dyed l'shem tzitzis, and at the same time, and also they were dyed l'shem nesoyin, meaning for the sake of testing the dye. In other words, l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, the tzitzis are invalid, tzitzis are pasul. By lechayra, by tzitzis, there is no possibility that machsheva shaloi lishma is in itself a poisel. The psul must be because of the lack of lishma and asiya. Although he thought lishma lishem tzitzis, but since he also thought shaloi lishma lishem nesoyin, the tzitzis were not dyed exclusively for the sake of tzitzis. This is considered a chsar lishma, and due to the chsar lishma, the lack of lishma, the tzitzis are pasul. Now, with regard to the psul shaloi lishma, in general, I would say, from Tosfos there it would appear that Tosfos understood the psul machsheva shaloi lishma by kabbonis in general is because of the lack of lishma. I can't say it's mefurish in Tosfos, but it would appear from Tosfos that the psul machsheva shaloi lishma by kabbonis is due to the chsarim lishma, the lack of lishma. The reason to assume this is because Tosfos compares the psul of chutei tzitzis, which were dyed l'shem tzitzis u'l'shem nesoyin, lishma v'shaloi lishma, to a mincha that was nikmats lishma v'shaloi lishma. In other words, a carbon which was brought lishma v'shaloi lishma. Just like the carbon is pasul with a machsheves lishma v'shaloi lishma, so too the tzitzis are pasul with with this machshava of lishma v'shaloi lishma. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Zichroina Levracha, brings in Kovitz Shiurim, Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Beis, that Rab Chaim asked with regard to Tosfos, what is the comparison between the two? Tzitzis that were done l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, that were dyed l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, to korbanos that are brought l'shma v'shaloi l'shma. By korbanos, although he thought l'shma, he also thought shaloi l'shma. And since machsheva shaloi l'shma is in itself a pasul, therefore the korban becomes pasul. Whereas by tzitzis, there is no halacha, there's no requirement there's no halacha that machsheva shaloi l'shma is a pasul. The only halacha is that the tzitzis have to be dyed l'shma, and in this instance, they were dyed l'shma. Rabbi Chanan Zichroinu Levrach himself suggests that Tosfos understood by Kabbonis. Also, the psul by Machsheva Shaloi Lishma is only because of the Chisaron Lishma, the lack of Lishma. Therefore, Tosfos understood that by Lishma v'Shaloi Lishma, the Korban is possible due to the lack of Lishma. In short, it's Mefuhish in Tosfos that Lishma v'Shaloi Lishma, there's a Chisaron Lishma with regard to his Machshava. It would appear, however, it's mashma. I can't say mefurish, but it's mashma from Tosfos, like Rabbi Chanan understands that by machsheva shaloi lishma, by kabbonis in general, there's a lack of lishma, and due to this lack of lishma, the korban is pasul. Now, with regard to our Gemara, even if we would assume, like Rabbi Chaim, that by machsheves lishma v'shaloi lishma, there is no lack of lishma. Or like the Briskerov, that by every case of Shaloi Lishma, there is no lack of Lishma. The Machshava of Shaloi Lishma is in itself a Dava Poisel, as mentioned before. And we will, Blinad, elaborate on this a little more, Be'ezus Hashem and Amid Beis. We can deduce, again in my humble opinion, from the Gemara here, that the Machshava is not completely detached from the Maisa, so to speak. Meaning, it's not like we understand Machsheves Pigel, that the Machshava does not reshape the Maisa. By Machsheves Pigel, when one thinks, let's say, B'Shashchita, to eat the Basar, Chutz L'Zmanoi, the Korban becomes Posel. This is Machsheves Pigel. The Maisa is not shaping, the Machshava, I should say, is not shaping the Maisa. By Shaloi Lishma, by it, the Maisa, that the Machshava is shaping the Maisa. In other words, by Machshava's Pigel, the Maisa is considered as being done in the same manner as when it's done without a Machshava's Pigel. The Machshava is just a Poisel. Machshava Shaloi Lishma, on the other hand, although it's a Poisel, nevertheless, the Machshava is chal in the Mais Avoida itself, meaning the Mais Avoida is considered as being done differently because of the Machshava. It's being done l'shem korban acher. If not, the Gemara here is seemingly not understandable. I'll explain. In the Gemara here it's written, Boyer Rav Papa. Rav Papa has a shaila. This that the Mishnah states, Lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy is posel. Ba'avoyda achas tnan, oy b'shtey avoydes tnan. Ba'avoyda achas v'rab yoysihi, di'omar af b'gmar dvorov odom nitpas, di'ir ameye ho'omat fois loshin rishoy. That means, if the Mishnah is speaking by one Avoida with the Shaykh thought while he was shechting the Korban Pesach, that the Shechita should be done Lishmoy Lishem Pesach, V'shaloy Lishmoy Lishem Shlomim, in the same Machshava. And in this instance it's possible, then the Mishnah cannot coincide with Rameya, who is of the opinion Tvois Lashon Rishin. According to Rameya, only the Lashon Rishon, which is the Machsheves Lishmoy in this instance, is Chal, and not the Machsheves Shaloi Lishmoy. Now, the rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon applies only where there are two contradictory Lishoynes that have to be Chal. For instance, when one says, Harezu Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim, the entire Behemoth is Neskadish with Ekdushas Oila, leaving no room for the Shlomim to be Chal. Like Rashi explains, in many places, Zvachim Daf Lamed, or, for instance, where there was a Machsheves Pigel and another Machshava Hamitziyah Midei Pigel, that's the sugi over there in Zvachim. How then can the Gemara apply this rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon by Machsheves Lishmoy V'Shaloi Lishmoy by Avoda Achas? Why is it different than if one would think Lishmoy u'machsheves pigel during the same avoida, where surely the korban would become posel, even according to Rameya? The rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon would surely not apply. Why is lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy different? Obviously, machsheves shaloy lishmoy is a contradiction to lishmoy. The reason is because where there is no machsheves shaloy lishmoy, there the Ma'is Avoid is done exclusively Lishmoy. Where there's a Machsheve Shaloi Lishmoy also, the Ma'is Avoid itself is done differently for the sake of another Korban, not exclusively for this Korban. In short, Machsheve Shaloi Lishmoy defines the Ma'isa, the actual Ma'isa. A Ma'isa Avoid done Shaloi Lishmoy is done differently, L'shem Korban Acher. The Machshava shapes the Maisa, so to speak, and instead of being done l'shmoy as required, it is done l'shem korban acher. Unlike Machsheves Pigel, where there's no requirement that the Maisa has to be done, al menashe ye'ochel toich zmanoi, therefore, when it's done with a machsheves pigol, the maisa, the machshava is not shaping the maisa. The maisa is done in the same manner as we had previously explained. This is the depth of the, I would say, the oimik of Toisvis and Menochis, Tap Mem Zayin Omed Aleph Diba Maschul Ad, who says, there's no time to elaborate on it now, but I'm quoting the Lashon, which is relevant to our sugya, Sheloi Lishma Oiker HaKorban Voiseyu Korban Acher. Meaning that Rabbi Yeshiva Zechayin HaLevrach used to learn, it's being done in a different manner. And this is the Oimek in this Gemara, as well as previously mentioned. That due to this, and I'll stress, due to this only, the rule, the klal of Tvois Lashon Rishon is applicable, since the Machsheves Sheloi Lishmo is a contradiction, is a steer to the Machsheves Lishmo. So in capsule form, to review what was already clarified, by Machsheves Lishmo V'Sheloi Lishmo B'Avodah Achas, or by Tzitzis, we may add, by Get, Sukkah, There's an absence, a chesaron lishma. The source, I'll stress again, Taisis and Menachos da ben Beis amid Beis. From Taisis it would be mashma, besides that, machsheves lishma v'shaloi lishma, there's a chesaron lishma and the machshava, but it would be mashma that machsheves shaloi lishma by kabbalas in general, the psul is due to the lack of lishma, as Rabbi Chanan points out. And even the way Rabbi Chaim and the Rav, Zichronim Levrach, understand that the machshava is in itself a psul, nevertheless, the machshava shapes the maisa, unlike machsheves pigul. Thereby, by machsheves lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi b'avoida achas, the rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon is applicable, being that there are two conflicting machshavas which have to be chal during the same chelik or avoda. Now let's proceed with the sugya weiter. The Gemara is mechiach that the sefer is l'chora haynu reisha, and the Gemara says that no, the sefer is talking about a case where he thought b'shashchita lishma, and at the same time he thought that the zrika should be done shaloi lishma, and in this instance the rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon does not apply. That means the Gemara is saying the case of lishmoi b'shaloi lishmoi is not speaking b'avoida achas, where the rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon would apply, but where he thought during the shchita that the actual shchita should be done lishmoi, in this instance, l'shem Pesach, and the zrika should be done shaloi lishmoi, in this instance, l'shem Shlomim. Therefore, the rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon doesn't apply. The Rach explains he thought that the zrika should be done as a zrika of Shlomim, meaning with a formatonis, shtayim shehin dalid. We will not elaborate on the Rach now. Now, the Rambam in Hilchis Psulei HaMekdoshim in Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud writes, and I'll quote his Lashon, Shochta Lishma, when he brings the Halacha of Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida, we paskin that it's possible, it's a sugi in Zvachim, Daf Tesa Mebeis, Daf Yiromed Aleph, I'll quote his Lashon, Shochta Lishma, V'chishev B'shas Shchita, Lizroik Domo Shaloi Lishma, Hare zu psula, lefi shemechashvin meavoida laavoida, vezois hamachshava shechishev b'shas shchita, ki ilu chishva b'shas zrika ulefikach psula. The Rambam doesn't mean that the korban is possible only if he is zoyrik the dam. The korban is possible by shchita even before the dam was nizrak. From Chaim in his Seif on the Rambam, in Hilchis Korban Pesach, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, it's in Omot Samech Vav, Dibo Amaschul Ochein. It would appear that Rab Chaim understands the Rambam in accordance with his understanding of the Psul of Shemachsheva Shaloi Lishma by Korbanis, that the Machshava in itself is a Dover Apoisel. In this instance, we thought during the Shechita that the Zvika should be done L'shaloi L'shma L'shem Korbanache. It's as if he was Zayrik the Dam Shaloi L'shma. Meaning the poisel of Zvikas Adam Shaloi L'shma is what's passeling the Korban already here by the Shechita. Reb Chaim explains that due to this, a machshava which will not pass by the zrika, if it was done shaloi lishma, will not pass in this instance. According to this understanding, the psul is not because the actual shchita itself was done shaloi lishma. It's kedai, I think. I'll quote Reb Chaim's lashon, which pertains to us here. V'leikosavi, meaning the Rambam, lehepich, I'm quoting his lashon, ki'ilu chishev al hashchita atzmo, elevadai diyisoid hachdina, meaning the din of mechashmei avoida l'avoida, diyisoid hachdina hu, the be'inon dover hapoysel bo'oysa avoida shechishev aleho. Rabbi, say, listen carefully, v'zehu ikibsula, etc. The machsheves psul de zrike cholo b'shas avoidas shchita. From the Yishalmi here, it would appear that there's a machloikis between Amiroyim, how to understand the psul in this instance by where he thinks on b'shas shchita, that the shchita itself should be l'shmo, and at the same time the zrika should be done shaloi lishma, which is referred to in the Gemara as mechashve me'avoida la'avoida. One man the yom is of the opinion that the machshava to be zayik shaloi lishma is in itself a dover apoisel, without rendering the actual shchita as a shchita shaloi lishma. That's what would appear from the Yerushalmi. There is, however, a second opinion that the shchita is rendered as being done shaloi lishma. This I'll quote the lashon of the Yerushalmi: Nasa mishor rishoina kilu shachdei lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. The oimik, the depth of this, is that the shchita of a korban, one of the purposes of a shchitas korban, we have no time to elaborate on this now, is to be mekadesh the dam b'loshin agemara. It's to be mekadesh the dam for zrika. In Yiddish, we say the shchita is af zrika. Therefore, since the purpose of shchita is for zrika, when he thinks during the shchita to do the zrikas hadam shaloi lishma, it's as if he's thinking in the beginning of an avoida to finish the same avoida shaloi lishma. Therefore, the actual shchita itself is considered as being done shaloi lishma. So in short, there are two ways of understanding the psul of Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida, where he thinks during the Shechita that the Zvika should be done Shaloi L'shmoi. The first way, the Machsheves Lizrek Domi L'shaloi L'shmoi is in itself the psul, without rendering the Shechita as being done Shaloi L'shmoi, like it would appear from the Lashon HaRambam that we previously quoted, and from one man the Yom and the Yerushalmi. The second way to understand this concept is the actual shchita itself, the actual ma'isa shchita, is considered as having been done shaloi lishma, like the other man the Yoma says in the Yerushalmi, nasim mishor rishoina kilu shochtei lishmoi b'shaloi lishmoi. Now, Rabbi Yisai, please listen carefully. From the Gemara by us, it would appear not like the second way, but like the Mashmoi Saramba, meaning from the Gemara here, from our sugya by us, it would seem that the actual shchita is in essence not considered being done shaloi lishma. Because then, why should the rule Tvois Lashon Rishon not apply in this instance? The rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon is not related to the actual Maisa Machshava, but to the designation of the shchita. I would call it the chalois kvios, how the shchita is regarded. If the shechita was regarded as being done lishmoy, when he thought lishmoy, due to the rule of tvois lashon rishon, it cannot be regarded as being done shaloi lishmoy when he thinks in the same breath shaloi lishmoy, because of his latter lashon. This is the klal of tvois lashon rishon. From this, that the Gemara says that the rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon does not apply in this instance, where he thought during the Shechita to do the actual Shechita Lishma and the Zrikas Adam Shaloi Lishma. It would appear that the Machshava to do the Zrikas Shaloi Lishma does not render the Shechita itself as being done Shaloi Lishma. This, that the covenant is possible, is because the actual machshava lizroik es adam shaloi lishma is in itself a dover apoysel, like it would appear from one man the yom and Yishalmi, and from the lashon Rambam ki ilu chishva bezrike, as we had previously mentioned, in other words, I would say in short, this gemara is a proof to the Rambam. One second. I was very happy to find this ha'ara in the Sefer Avi Ezri of Hagoyin Rab Shach Zichroinu Zeichet Tzadik Levroch in the back of this of a Sefer on Avoides HaKorbonis. It's in Omid, I have it written over here, Omid Shin Ayin Vav in the latest edition. Now, let's see the Gemara on Omid Beis. Daf Samach Amud Beis. Iboi lohu Pesach sheshochdoi b'shar yemois hashana lishmoi b'shaloi lishmoi mahu. Maybe you'll ask me that soon. Let's go a little further. Iboi lohu Pesach again. Pesach sheshochdoi b'shar yemois hashana lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi mahu. Mi osi shaloi lishmoi umapik lei midei lishmoi umach shilei oiloi. The Gemara has a shaila. We know that a Korban Pesach during the year meaning during the whole year besides the Zman HaKrovas HaPesach, which is Yudalid Nisan after Chatzos. A Pesach during the year, b'shayim ois hashana, like the Gemara's lashon, which is shechted shaloi lishma, is kosher as a shlomim. If it is shechted lishmoi for the sake of a Pesach, it is possible, because in this instance it does not turn into a shlomim, thereby remaining a Pesach which was brought shaloi bizmanoi. Now, in an instance where the Pesach was nishchat lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, again, a Pesach b'shar yimoy sashona, that was nishchat lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, the Gemara entertains a possibility that it's kosher because, I'll quote the Lashon Gemara, osi shaloi lishmoi umapik lei midei lishmoi, meaning only the Lashon Achron is chal, in the words of Rashi. Toisvis, in the Dibur HaMaschil Pesach, explains that this Shaila is in accordance with Rameyu also. Who's of the opinion? Tvois Lashon Rishon. Rav Nochum, Pertzovit Zichroina Levrocha, once explained this in a shir. The rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon applies only where both machshavos should initially be chal due to the rule of tvois where both machshavos should initially be chal. Now, due to the rule of tvois lashon rishon, the first lashon is chal, leaving no room for the second lashon to be chal. However, the Gemara entertains that the machshavos Shaloi lishmoi uproots B'loshan HaGemara is oiker the lishmoi. Therefore, the rule of Tvois Lashon Rishon, or the rule of Rabbi Yosi Shita Af B'Gemad Vav Adam Nitpas does not apply, because the Lashon Rishon was nekar. This is the Yisoid in this Gemara. It was Neka. It is as if it was never here to begin with. This is what Rashi means when Rashi says, Tvois Loshen Achroin. The latter nullifies the former, with no connection to the Klal of Tvois Loshen Rishon. The sug is a sugya from Osi Shaloi Lishmoi Umavig. It's Oiker, the previous Machshava. The Gemara continues. Loi imamris b'shaloi lishmoi shekein noyig b'chol azvochim. The Gemara compares it to Pesach. B'zmanoi, we thought shaloi lishmoi u'lishmoi, that the lishmoi is not machshir. The Korban, the Gemara says, loi imamris b'shaloi lishmoi shekein noyig b'chol azvochim. The psul of shaloi lishmoi is more chomer because it's noyig b'chol azvochim as opposed to the psul lishmoi of a Pesach. B'shayimoi sashona, that's not noyig b'chol azvochim. Now this Gemara is a shverer shtigel Gemara. Let's start with this. Im amris b'shaloi lishmoi, for a few minutes, I don't want to be mayrich on this, but a few minutes. Lo im amris b'shaloi lishmoi, shekein noyig b'chol azvachim. The Biskirov, Zichrono Levroch, once explained, even the zvachim which are kosher v'lo olu l'baylim l'shem choyve, meaning they are not meratzeh. Yes, I heard the Briskerov, I heard this from Ameya, Shlita, B'Shem, Zaintata, the Briskerov, Zechoyne Levroch, that even the Zvochim, which are kosher, v'loi olu l'baylim, shein choyva, I'm sure they're not more than one time, again, even the Zvochim, which are kosher, v'loi olu l'baylim, shein choyva, meaning they are not meratzeh for the baylim, this is also regarded as a paslus, with regard to Ritzui. Like Rashi writes here, Shekeinoyeg psuloi b'chol azvachim, oi livsol legamri b'pesach v'chatos, oi livsol me'alois lebaim l'shem choyve b'shar zvachim. Meaning, although with regard to akrova, and to its achilles boser, etc., the korban is kosher. However, with regard to Ritzui, the korban is rendered a korban which is not meratze in Yiddish, as it's posel afritzui. Now this lashon haGemara is also by me. And I'll be honest, I don't have pshat here. Toima belishmoi shekein einoy noyig bechol azvochem abepesach bilvad. I have trouble understanding this. There's no psul of lishmoi. There's a psul of lishmoi. Pesach b'shay yimoy sashona, that's nishchat l'shem Pesach. The psul is that it was nishchat l'shmoy. The psul is that the Pesach did not turn into a shlomim and therefore was brought shaloi bizmanoi. Meaning, the nature of the psul is Pesach shaloi bizmanoi. This is noyeg by other zvachim as well, a korban. Siri Regolim, for instance, which is brought not on Yom Tif, is possible also because it was brought Shaloi Bizmanoi. So this psul of Korban being brought Shaloi Bizmanoi is Noig B'chol Azvachim. How can the Gemara say, Toime B'lishmoi Shekein Eine Noig B'chol Azvachim El B'Pesach B'lvad, being that the psul is not the Machsheves Lishmoi, I don't have pshan in this Gemara. Let's see weiter. The Gemara concludes. Mai have yalo. Omer Rava. Rava says, with regard to the Shaila, a Pesach that was Nishchat b'shayu mois hashona, l'shmoy b'shaloi l'shmoy. Omer Rava. Pesach sheshochtei b'shayu mois hashona, l'shmoy b'shaloi l'shmoy kosher. Says Rava, it's kosher. Why? The hostomoy l'shmoy koyi. Va'afilu hochi. Ki shochet lei shaloi lishmoi kosher, alma osi shaloi lishmoi umapik lei midei lishmoi, therefore so too, ki shochet nami, in this instance, lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, osi shaloi lishmoi umapik lei midei lishmoi. This Gemara is again the foundation, with the Hei Ayidia, the premise to the famous Yisoid of the Briskerov Zechreinu Levracha with regard to the Psula Machsheves Shaloi Lishmoi by Kobanois. the Diskurovin is Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchis Maisa HaKobonis, Amud Lamed Hei, Dibur Hamaschul Vahanira, is bothered. He's Mekatzer, but he's bothered. Someone who sees it, sees between the lines, he's bothered by the equation between the two cases. Where he thought Shaloi Lishmoi only, the korban was not nishchat at all. L'shem, l'shmoy, l'shem Pesach, it was nishchat only l'shem Shlomim. How can Rava equate or prove from this that where he thinks l'shmoy also, that machsheves l'shmoy v'shaloi l'shmoy, the shaloi l'shmoy is mapping from the machsheves l'shmoy? Where he thought shaloi l'shmoy only, there is no l'shmoy to be mapik. Again, there is no lishmoy, and therefore no mapik. How can he equate that and prove from here to machsheves lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, where there's a machsheves lishmoy here, and the shaloy lishmoy has to be mapik from the lishmoy? The Biskarov proves from this that even where one has a machshav of shaloy lishmoy only, nevertheless, there is no lack of lishmoy. It's considered as it was done lishmoy. It was done lishmoy, says the Biskov. Why? Because a korban has a din to be brought lishmoy. This is the concept of stoma kilishmo. Even where the oiva thinks shaloi lishmoy, the avoida was in fact done lishmoy without any connection to pass, without any connection to what the Oivet thinks. This, that the Machsheva Shaloi Lishmoy is a pois, a pasul, a korban, is because of an exclusive halacha by korbanos, that Machsheva Shaloi Lishmoy is in itself a dover a poisel, although the korban was brought Lishmoy. The Gemara here says, Alme Osi Shaloi Lishmoy Umapik Midei Lishmoy, that although there is never a lack of Lishmoy, this is how the Briskrov interprets the Gemara. Although there is never a lack of lishmoy due to the rule of stomach lishmoy, nevertheless, the machsheva shaloi lishmoy turns into a shlomim, so too when he thought, in this instance, he thought explicitly lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy, the machsheva shaloi lishmoy, the machsheva l'shem shlomim, turns it into a shlomim. Again, mapik, according to the Briskerov's understanding, does not mean it uproots the lishmoy in the literal sense. However, Toisvis, here in our sugya in Dibur Hamaschil Hochanami, I would say, in my humble opinion, Toisvis would appear to learn mapik in its literal sense. I don't see Tosis coinciding with this Briskerov. I'll say why. Tosis asks, "Vim toimar v'hosha lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy." Let's see the lashon inside. "Vim toimar v'alishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy kasher l'rameya v'loy amrinon osi shaloy lishmoy umapik midei lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy greide pasul afagav d'stom lishmokoi." Tosis applies this Gemara, Osi Shaloi Lishmoy, Umabig Midei Lishmoy, to a Pesach, Bizman HaPesach, Yudalid Yifte Chatzois, where the Oyved thought while he was shechting the Pesach Bizmanoi, Lishmoy, Vishaloi Lishmoy. Even according to Rameya, who's of the opinion, Tfois Lashon Rishon, the Korban should still be possible, because the machsheva shaloi lishmoy should be mapik midei lishmoy. Tosis obviously learns mapik that the machsheva shaloi lishmoy is oiker, uproots the lishmoy, as we had previously mentioned, because if not, if the lishmoy remains due to the rule of tvois lashon rishon, the machsheva shaloi lishmoy was never chal to passel the korban. If Tosis understood like the Briskerov's understanding, so I would say Tosis is clearly learning mapik in the literal sense, meaning it uproots, mapik meaning uprooting the Lishmoy. Yet, not coinciding with the Briskerov's interpretation. As to the kash of the Briskerov, maybe the Gemara is not discussing the Din Lishmoy, but the Akiris HaPesa that was said pertaining to a Pesa B'Shayim HaYisashana. Another horror pertaining to the Yisoid of the Briskerov, the Rambam in the beginning, in Perek Tezvov, Mehilchus Psuli HaMekdoshim, Halocha Aleph, the Rambam writes that you should not be mistaken and think that when a korban is nishchat shaloi lishmoy, for instance, oy l'shenishchat l'shem shlomim, that it turns into a shlomim. You know something, I'll quote his lashon. Here's his lashon. Perek Tezvov Halocha Aleph. Keitzad loy olu lebayilim l'shem choiva. Kegoyim. Sheshochat oylo l'shem shlomim. Loy olsa lebayilim. Listen carefully. Loy mishum oylo shehem chayovin bo. Veloy mishum shlomim. Ele chayovin lehovi zevach acher. The Rambam has to teach us that you shouldn't be mistaken. When a korban oil is nishchat l'shem shlomim, that it turns into a shlomim. Now, if the lishma remains in all instances, even when the korban is nishchat shaloi lishma, like the Briskerov Zechroina Levrocha understands, b'shita sarambam, why should one assume that the korban turns into another korban? It would appear that when a korban is nishchat shaloi lishmoy, the actual shchita is not done lishmoy only for the other korban. What? Yes, Rabbi Avraham Yeshua agreed to the shayla. Yeah, he held it. It's shver. It's because one would not make such a mistake if the korban is nishchat lishmoy. Obviously, in my humble opinion, the Rambam, at least in the Havamina of the Rambam, for sure, it would appear that when a korban oil is nishchat l'shem shlomim, the ma'isa is being done solely l'shem shlomim, not l'shem oil. Therefore, one might assume that it turns into a shlomim. The Rambam has to teach us that it does not turn into a shlomim. But this is only because when it is brought shaloi l'shmoy, it is not considered as being brought lishmoy, and it is lacking. It's a chsar in lishmoy and it's a krova, like we had previously mentioned from Abba Chanan Zechayna Levrach. Now let's learn the next Gemara, at least start the next Gemara. Iboy lohu Pesach sheshochdoi b'shar yimois hashona b'shinui baylim mahu. Shinui baylim k'shinui koydesh domi. At first glance, one may learn the reason that Shini Bailim may differ from Shini Kodesh with regard to Akira is because there was no Akira from the Shem Pesach. When the Korban is Nishchat for the sake of another Korban, there is an Akira with regard to the Shem Pesach, because it was Nishchat for a different Korban, not for Pesach. Whereas by Machshav Shini Bailim, there is no Akira from its Shem Pesach. However, from the entire Sugya, it would appear that this is not the explanation. Meaning, the reason Shini Bailim might differ from Shini Kodesh is because the Akira was only said by Shini Kodesh. I would say on a deeper level, the nature, or better put, the essence of the Chalois Akira is the Machsheves Shini Kodesh. This is the Machsheves Akira. The Gemara's Shaila is, if Machsheves Shini Bailim can be learnt with a Yafusa, with a Limud from Shini Kodesh, a binyanav, it can, again, Machsheves Shini Bailim be learnt from Shini Kodesh, that it is also a machsheves akira like shini kodesh, which can uproot, which can be oikir the shem pesach, or not. The Gemara then brings pirchis on the alfusa, but I'll stress again that shini kodesh is a machsheves akira, not because he thought l'shem korban acher as opposed to pesach, but because Machsheva Shini Kodesh has a din to be oiger the Shem Pesach. Just an afgemina to bring out the point. If one shechs a Koven Pesach of one person, l'shem Pesach of another person. According to Rashi in Zvachim, on the Zayin Amid Aleph, this is considered a Shini Kodesh, I'll stress, not a Shini Bailim. Shini Bailim is, we'll see in the next Gemara, where the Machshava was, Almanas Sheyiskape Boy Chaveroi. But where he thinks, Almanas, that the Shechit itself should be done for someone else, the case of the Gemara is, Toidas Ruvein L'Shem Toidas Shimon, or Pesach Ruvein. Ruvein has a Pesach, Shimon has a Pesach. And Ruvein shechs his Pesach with a Machshava that it should be done L'Shem Pesach Shimon. This is considered a Shini Kodesh, a very interesting Gemara. We can't elaborate on this now. However, pertaining to our sugya, if you were to shecht a Koven Pesach b'shayim oisashona l'shem Pesach of someone of a different person, this would be considered, in my humble opinion, an akira. The Gemara would not have a Shaila in this instance, although his actual Machshava was not for a different Sug Korban other than Pesach. Nevertheless, since there was a Shini Kodesh, that's why I'm giving you an example of a Shini Kodesh without thinking L'Shem Korban Acher, without thinking of a different another Sug Korban. He's not thinking that it shouldn't be done for Pesach but for Shlomim. He's thinking it shouldn't be done for Pesach Ruvein but for Pesach Shimon. This would definitely be an akira. The Gemara wouldn't have a shayla in this instance. In that instance, the Gemara's shayla is only in the instance of shinui bailim. This is because a machsheva shini kodesh has a din to be oiker the Pesach. The Gemara's shayla is: can we learn with a yafusal stress medabinyanav that machsheva shini bailim has also a din to be oiker the Pesach?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.